This chazar zeichin nishav achas shagav from yudim zeichin zvachim daf chav gimel. The Gemara is discussing the view of the elders of the south that a tamei kain's avoid is possible only when he's tamei from a sheretz, not when he's tamei meis. Now the Gemara continues. Ula said, Rish Lakish objected to this view. He said, which has a stronger power to be able to bring a carbon when tamei, the kain or the owner of the carbon? It's the owner of the carbon because when he's tamei sheretz, he can still have his carbon pesach offered for him. But a kain who is tamei sheretz and does the avoid, it makes the avoid possible. Now, if in a place when the owner is tamei sheretz, he may still send his carbon to be offered, and yet a kain who is tamei sheretz who does the avoid, it would make that void a puzzle, then in a place where if the owner is tamei meis, he may not bring the carbon for sure. A kain who is tamei meis who does the avoida should make it puzzle. Yet you hold the avoida of this kain should be kosher. The Gemara says the elders of the south hold that an owner who is tamei meis may send this carbon pesach to be offered, and therefore we don't have this question. In fact, the pasuk seems to clearly say that tamei meis may not send his pesach to be offered and has to instead wait to pesach sheni. After the pasuk is teaching l'chatchila, however, but the eved, if he did send it, he would fulfill his obligation even though he can't eat it. For that, the pasuk says ish lefi achlay, which is a pesach can only be shechted on behalf of someone who can eat it. The Gemara says that's only the chatchila. For that, a brisa learns from a pasuk based on a hekesh that even b'diyeved it could not be shechted for someone who cannot eat it. And for tomorrow, the elders of the south do not make this hekesh. In fact, still we can ask on them based on a kavuchaymer if in a place when the owner is tamei sheretz, he may still send his carbon to be offered l'chatchila. And yet, a kohen who is tamei sheretz who does the avoid would make the avoid a posel. Then, in a place where if the owner is tamei meis, he may not bring the carbon l'chatchila. For sure, a kohen who is tamei meis who does the avoid should make it posel. Right, the Gemara asks another question. A Mishnah says with regard to a nazir and the one doing a Pesach, the tzitz brings acceptance. It affects acceptance for tumah of the blood, but not for tumah of the body, meaning the cases where the owner of the carbon became tumah. Now, this can't be referring to where he became tumah sheretz, because you already said that for such tumah, a person can bring his Pesach. Rather, it must be referring to tumas meis. And the Mishnah says that the Mishnah says that the tzitz would not affect acceptance. Yeah, for the person, which means that a tamei meis may not send his pesach to be offered, and if he does, it will be pasul. And tomorrow, the case is where the koyim became tamei sheretz. However, in a case where the owner became tamei meis, if he sent his pesach, he would have fulfilled his obligation b'diavad. Frek de Gemara, the Mishnah continues and says that if he became tamei with tumah of the deep, meaning right, tumah of the tahoim, which means a tumah that's not known to anybody, the tzitz does affect acceptance. Now, according to what you have said, this is referring to tumah sheretz. However, Abchia taught a braisa that said that the tumah satahoim only applies to tumah meis, which presumably comes to exclude and say that it does not apply to tumah sheretz. And if tomorrow it really comes to exclude tumah satahoim of ziva, but it would apply to tumah sheretz, and it applies to both the owner and the kayan. In fact, we find that Rabbi Bachama asks whether tumah satahoim applies to the kayan or only to the owner. Based on your explanation of the Mishnah, he should be able to answer from the Mishnah that it applies to the kain as well. They clearly argue on Rabbi Chama, who would hold that if a Pesach is offered on behalf of someone who's tamei meis, it would be possible. Second, Rabbi Yisrael Dashim Pesukim to teach that the tzitz brings acceptance for tumah, since we find that there's an exception to the psul of tumah in the case of a tzibber. Now, this can't be referring to tumah sheretz, because there's no exception for this tumah for the tzibber. If a person is tamei sheretz, he may bring his Pesach on the 14th and doesn't have to wait for Pesach Sheni. Therefore, if a tzibber was tamei, the psul of tumah would not be put aside. Rather, it refers to tumas meis, and presumably it refers to where the owner became tamei meis. And we see that if the tamei meis sends his carbon, that tzitz would make it accepted. Now, this can't refer to a carbon nazir, because if a nazir becomes tamei meis, he loses his entire nazirus count. Rather, it must refer to carbon pesach, and we see that a tamei meis can send his pesach to be offered. And for tomorrow, the brisa may be referring to tumah sheretz, and the brisa means that the concept of tumah has an exception, not that there's an exception for tumah sheretz itself. The Mishnah said Yoishev is pasul, and if he does the avoda, the avoda becomes pasul. How do we know this psul? So Rav, in the name of Nachman, said the pasuk says that Hashem chose the koyin lamoid ulasharis to stand and do the avoda, not to sit. A brisa says lamoid ulasharis teaches this is a mitzvah, and ha'oimdim repeats the requirement to make it essential. Rav asked Rav Nachman, a kohen who does the avoda when sitting is like a zar, and his avoda is pasul. If so, we should say that he's also chayav misa b'dei shemayim, like a zar, for doing the avoda. So why does the Brisa say that he's not chayav misa? And for the Gemara, the reason is that the case of a kohen who does the avoda without wearing the big day kahuna, and the case of a kohen who does the avoda without washing his hands and feet from the kiyar, are two psukim that both teach that he's chayav misa, and therefore it's shnei ksum abam kiyachod, and a malam that we can't learn, therefore it's dafka those cases, nowhere else. And even according to the view that we can learn from a place where there are two psukim teaching the same thing, in this case we're not going to be able to learn because it's actually a third pasuk, the pasuk of a kohen who does the avoda after drinking wine that teaches the same thing, and everyone agrees that when you have three psukim that are teaching the same thing, that this rule cannot be applied to other cases.